Hi, and welcome to Webcams TV. I'm your host, as always, Corey Fowler. Joining me today, two fine gentlemen. You're looking good. You got the whole hat shirts going on.
Yeah, it's almost like we're professionals.
Yeah, it reminds me of back home, with the exception that it's not flannel.
You know, we might be able to fix that, but it's like 90 degrees.
Yeah, no, it is really, really warm
and
today.
And we do wear flip-flops right now.
Flip-flops.
Don't give away the secret. So, Olivia, you've joined us a number of times before, obviously.
Yep.
Come on to talk about Cordova and a whole bunch of other things.
Yep.
Jaffe was, you know, here at one point in time. I know.
Miss
I know.
Him.
We miss you, Jaffe.
We miss you, Jaffe.
And you're coming on the show to be the supporter of...
The rock star is Josh.
Yes.
So today, we're going to talk about WinJS.
Yeah.
Which is a Microsoft Open Tech project. But really want to talk about developers and who's developing that, why, what it is, et cetera, et cetera.
Hmm. And we just recently announced some stuff at OSCON, correct?
Yes, definitely. So there are a bunch of things that web developers will appreciate when it comes to use their JavaScript code to build Windows web apps, what we call the universal app for Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1. Mm-hmm. So we've been announcing some nice polyfill, some nice library that allows to deal with the security policy on Windows web apps that prevents some JavaScript code to run, so that developers don't have to, you know, think too much about putting the code in the Windows web app so that it works. So we invite even more web developers to build apps for Windows, Windows Phone. We've been also talking and demoing the multi-device hybrid extensions for Visual Studio that allows you to build an app using Cordova from Visual Studio that targets Windows, Windows Phone, iOS, Android, everything integrated into Visual Studio. That's a pretty cool type of tools.
So you mentioned a number of things there in terms of, like, one, it's a unified JavaScript framework that you can basically use anywhere. Mm-hmm. Two, we've now tightened up the security sandbox. And that's almost like the dreaded eval function. please don't run this arbitrary code. Another one is we just added new support for polyfills across the JavaScript framework as well.
Yep,
that's awesome. And we're talking about WinJS, and Josh here is the dev lead of the WinJS team.
I am.
Can you give us a quick intro of yourself?
Sure. I've been on the WinJS team for about 4 years now. I was one of the original members and have been responsible for architecting a bunch of the library. And I've been leading the team for a few years. You know, it's kind of funny. We started off WinJS years ago developing in Chrome. And, you know, at the time we didn't have a modern IE, you know, something the company's been working on very hard, have, you know, lots and lots of people working on. And so we had to start with something, and we had a modern browser in Chrome. We were developing and developing and developing. And it's so fun to now come back, you know, full circle. You know, for a while there, you know, we focused solely on Windows because we really had to get that shipped and had focused on that. Mm-hmm. And now we're able to go back and focus on, hey, how can we bring this cross-platform technology so that everybody can use it? I will let Olivier log in here. But so that everyone can use it for the things they really want to use it for, which is, if you're generally speaking an HTML developer, one of the reasons you chose HTML was you really want to go cross-platform. And so we're really trying to support that in lots of different ways. Some of the things Olivier mentioned, like my team developed the JS Compat polyfill to make sure things like Angular and Knockout run great inside of the WWA context, the Windows web app context. And then, of course, we're responsible for the WinJS library itself.
Cool.
So that's interesting because a lot of time when I was talking about WinJS to open source developers, web developers, they all tell me, oh, that's a weird thing from Microsoft to build apps for the store. And then everything you just mentioned, Knockout and other libraries, the way you develop, actually it's not at all addressed to Windows developers, right?
Correct. I mean, it turns out that right when we looked ahead a few years ago and started building the Windows 8 platform, one of the things we said is, hey, there's this emerging standard, or not standard, but kind of emerging set of things that people, patterns that people are doing around single page applications. And you saw Knockout, you know, at the time Angular wasn't really even any a thing, but Knockout, jQuery UI, things like that were a thing at the time. We said, this is really going to be a powerful way for people to go and develop applications. Mm-hmm. And in order to make sure that you could develop really first class applications for Windows, we went and built WinJS. And we wanted it to be the case. You know, the way I talk about WinJS is that, you know, we focus on building a native app experience. components. Mm-hmm. Lots of people use native in different ways. You know, a lot of people correlate directly native to direct native code, like, you know, actual assembly instructions for x86 being generated. Mm-hmm. I spent a long time working on the CLR team, so I like to think of even C# as native code, even though some people will dispute that. Well, in terms of WinJS, when I say native, what I mean is a native experience. You know, the user doesn't care what your app was written mm-hmm. in. The user couldn't care if it was written in Lisp or it was written in HTML and JavaScript or it was written in C++ or, you know, you got down to the metal and wrote ARM assembly code. And we really wanted to make it possible for web developers to come and build great experiences that were completely native to the platform, that had native selection models, native touch, native everything that you'd want to have. And I think on Windows, you can see that today. If you go use a Windows tablet, you'll find like the Mail app is written in as a HTML app. The Music app is written as a HTML app. Skype is written as an HTML app. And, you know, nobody looks at those and says, wow, like those feel like they aren't native apps. You know, you might have your qualms with any particular app because everybody makes feature decisions. Yep. But I think the platform has shown that you can go do that. And a big part of it's, you know, WinJS pushing and pushing and pushing on the little polish pieces.
Cool.
Good. And so WinJS went from being that thing that was developed to bring HTML development model into Windows to being an open source project.
Yes.
So what's the idea here?
So the idea here is that, you know, we always wanted to be the case that web developers could come to Windows and find a platform that felt like home to them. And to some degree, you know, we've tried really hard to make that the case, and we've had some, you know, issues with some certain design choices, some of which we're mitigating now with things like the JS Compat Shim. But we also want it to be the case that those developers that come to Windows and find all the native functionality on Windows can then take that back to their web community too, because we do think that people value this cross-platform nature of HTML. And so when we started talking about, okay, are we ready to take, you know, have we focused enough on making WinJS high polish on the platforms we were targeting, you know, the history here, right, is that we spent a lot of time getting Windows 8 up and running. Yep. In the meantime, we forked it and built a port for the Xbox. And so, like, if you use Xbox One, you log in, you're using a WinJS app. If you, you know, go and use your DVR app, you're using a WinJS app. If you, you know, have an overlay with all your friends, that's a WinJS app. So we've spent a lot of time getting that polished. We spent a lot of time on Windows Phone getting that polished, and we announced that at Build. And at that time, we said, great, we've spent all the time we need to get to a super high polish app platform. Now the right thing to do is to expend effort on trying to get back to that promise of, great, now you can bring it everywhere. And so as part of that, we decided that we really needed to open source it. You know, you could debate whether or not we should have open sourced it from the beginning. You know, to a large degree, that was about having a big splash around our UX, which was very important to us. But, you know, now we want it to be the case that everyone can come and contribute. Nice. And in fact, we're already seeing people submitting pull requests to fix bugs, submitting pull requests to add little features, and we get to have conversations like, well, you know, that feature's awesome, but this one, maybe that's not in line with where we were trying to go. And it's been really awesome to have that conversation with the community. Nice. And in fact, the best thing hasn't even been the pull requests from my perspective, although those are awesome, but just the fact the community now has a place where they can go file bugs. And our team sits down a couple times a week and triages the bugs and responds to them. And so there's this real direct connect between people who are out there building apps. And, you know, it's kind of fun to look. They're putting screenshots of the apps they're building in our bug database and being like, hey, I have this bug. And we can have a conversation directly with them, where it used to be the case that maybe you run into them at a conference, maybe you read a blog and you reply, maybe you see a tweet and you reply. Now it's real direct connection.
Nice. And at the end of the day, actually, Windows, like as in Windows Core team, will still, like, it's still using WinJS, like for Windows Phone, for Xbox One, meaning that the work that you're doing in the open is something that will accrue to Windows being better in the future, right?
For sure. I mean, we continue to push on, you know, Windows itself. You know, my team sits downstairs from IE, and, you know, historically we've had lots of opportunities to push on IE to get new features and new functionality and new performance, and we're continuing to do that very actively. And then, you know, also within Windows, we continue to push on the shell team to get the right new controls built for the next version of Windows, and those will be integrated into WinJS, so you'll be able to use those. And we continue to have apps around the company that are using WinJS.
Great. So our core audience of the show is all about web development. So I have a feeling everyone out there is wondering, how do I get started with WinJS?
And what it's pretty easy.
And also, what it is exactly. I mean, like, we mentioned it, we said it's in Windows and so on, but what is it exactly? Can you actually show us a little?
I think of WinJS as being two things. One thing in WinJS really heavily overlaps with something a lot of people are kind of familiar with on the web, which is kind of, if there's a SPA architecture piece of it, which is to say that we have data binding, we have fragment loading, we have things like a promises, a compliant implementation of promises. you know, things like that. And if you're using Angular, if you're using other frameworks, you'll recognize all these things. It's ng include, they have a promises and whatever. Mm-hmm. To some degree, we have some of those because we were actually coming along pretty early. You know, we started this 4 years ago, and maybe now we might go at some point and deprecate some of those things as they become more standardized. And to some extent, we have some of those where we've really focused hard on making sure that we can build first-class apps that run on low-end devices like phones with high quality. And so, like, the fact that you can run Skype on your original Surface RT and it performs really well, the fact that, you know, we worked really hard on panning performance for mail on that same class of hardware, you know, that accrues value to you when you go and use those architecture pieces. And then the other big piece of WinJS we have is UI controls. And we've been very UI focused. You know, at the end of the day, that is kind of the core focus of our team, is to bring high polished UI controls to people. And so, for instance, here we're looking at a website that we built and our team maintains, called try.buildwinjs.com. And so this was inspired by, Knockout has one of these. Lots of people have these little trial sites. They're really cool. And so we went and built one, of course. And in this case, you can go, and on the left-hand side, you can find a long list of kind of all the components, the major components of WinJS. And if you go down to the bottom, you can see some of the things that we were talking about before, like binding. So here in binding, there's kind of like a boring little example, but you can you can say, hey, you know, oops. You can change this, and then things update automatically. One of the cool things you'll see throughout the site is you can actually go and edit the scenario. And so here's the HTML that represents that scenario. Whoops. Here's the CSS that represents that scenario, and here's the JavaScript. And this is all using the Monaco text editor. Nice. We had a bunch of talks about it at Build.
Yeah.
And so here you can see all those basic components. Up at the top, you can see all the cool UI components. So here's one. This is called the list view. And our list view control is a virtualized list control that supports all kinds of different layouts and is very memory friendly. And so this is the kind of thing that we would use to support a 10,000 item mail list. So, like, you know, us at Microsoft, we use lots of mail, and so our mailboxes are pretty full. Well, generally speaking, you would take a machine of any size to its knees if you tried to render all 10,000 mails at once. But this thing is super high performance, and even on low-end devices, does great panning and rendering of virtualized components. And it has a whole data model behind it that you can plug into. It supports things like item reordering, including with touch and mouse and things like that, using all HTML5 standard drag and drop functionality with a little bit of, for the touch stuff, we added a little extra. It has things like grouping. It has things like cell spanning layout for fancy things like that.
Nice. I'm seeing everything here in IE, right?
Everything here you're seeing right now
so
is an IE.
So someone tells you, oh, okay, IE, Microsoft guys, show me in Chrome.
Show you in Chrome? Do you have Chrome on this machine?
Yes.
I thought you worked for Microsoft.
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, here you go.
I work for Microsoft OpenTech.
Oh, I see. So here is the same website running in Chrome. And what do you know? Most of it works in Chrome. And so, in fact, you know, here's the same list views with great performance running in Chrome. Here's Chrome reordering. Oh, sorry, I triggered that. So, you know, that all works.
Pretty fast.
It's pretty fast. In general, we're very happy with Chrome.
Awesome.
You know, here's grouping, all kinds of things in Chrome. There are a couple things that still don't work in Chrome. Some of them fall into the category of bugs. We have a very active bug database. Please file a bug if you find a bug. And we, you know, have a place you can go see. I'll show you in a minute where you can see kind of where we're at right now. Yep. Some of them are more due to standards work that needs to be done still. And so cell spanning layout is a canonical example where cell spanning layout only works in IE today because IE is the only browser that has fully implemented CSS grid or kind of early implemented CSS grid. Chrome has an experimental version you can turn on in the dev channel. So does Firefox. And our stuff kind of works with that, but as that comes online and finalizes, we'll end up making this available for everybody.
Okay.
Cool. We have a bunch of other cool controls just to quickly show. We have a flip view control, which is very touch friendly. Maybe not Chrome. What's going on? We have flip view control here. We have a bunch of animations. We have an app bar control. There's all kinds of different scenarios. And for an app bar, we have a nav bar control. We have all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah,
cool. So one of the cool things I just mentioned, so I might as well show it to you, is you could actually go up here. Oops, not flip view status. You can go up here, and there's a link somewhere at the bottom of the page, but I'll just type it in. You can see the status. And this is the status of our current unit test suite. So we have about 5,000 unit tests for WinJS. We've been working on it for a long time, and we like to keep it running.
Where are you running that?
And we're running these all on Sauce Labs.
Nice.
And so
like everyone, at the end of the day, like all the guys doing JavaScript frameworks out there,
it's
right?
Browser Stack or Sauce Labs or both. But we run this all on Sauce Labs. We run every commit. You can find a bunch of examples in here. We, have some partial runs. We have it set up so our devs can run specific test runs. But here you can see on various browser platforms like Internet Explorer 11, 10, macOS Safari, iPhone, kind of where we're standing right now with regards to our unit tests. And you can see some of them are red.
Looks pretty green.
Most of them are green. We got some bugs filed for some work that we're currently doing on the team to get everything green, because that's the goal. But yeah.
Okay. That looks great, actually. So how about we show an app? We're talking about web here, right? But we're talking more and more about web apps. So what I see here, that pivot control, for example, is something that to me really looks like what we have on Windows Phone.
In fact, that's exactly what it's designed to look like.
Okay.
And in fact, I'll tell a little story. When we went and built this pivot control, one of our devs built this test app, which is kind of what you're seeing here as a sample. And it is so similar. He got all the fonts exactly right and everything that I would be running the test app to show someone, like, hey, look, here it is running. And then I'd walk down the hall to my next meeting and I'd mindlessly look at my phone to go through some emails and I'd be like, it's the test app, you know? It was accurate enough, but it's pretty cool control. It uses things like snap points to have really nice, fluid, seamless touch. It has all the little features. Like if you look really close there, you can see little animations as they come in. And it just so happens that we've built a Cordova project with the same thing. So let's go run it real quick on a Windows phone. Yep. So here I have a Cordova project with not that sample, but a different sample app that we've built, which is called Stocks. And the Stocks sample is a... function F5. The stock sample is kind of a finance app, you know, whatever. It goes and it finds you, you know, stock quotes and gives you a couple little fake news articles and has pivot in it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So let's get this running.
So while this is up, this is starting up and running, we recently announced some Cordova tools for Visual Studio, which is pretty cool. So have we leveraged those to build this application?
So this particular application we built a long time ago as a demo app, and so it's just built as a straight Cordova app, just using the command line tools for all the platforms that we've been targeting it at. But it is the case that our team is actively engaged with the Cordova Visual Studio team, very actively, and we're working with new things, pushing that forward.
Cool.
One of the things our team is trying to ensure going forward is kind of as on the front line of this, using Cordova and HTML in various ways to build Windows apps, including the native Windows apps, but also Cordova ones, we want to make very sure that Windows is a great, if not the best place to build Cordova apps, and so like our Visual Studio investments are part of that and this. Great, so here's the app that we've been working on for a while as kind of a demo app, and one of the cool things that you can see is we're already doing a bunch of work to enable running in the browser and on the other platforms. And so one of the things that that we didn't used to have in our app bar are these three little dots right here. And so you see that actually in some of the Windows apps today, like Mail put that in and IE put that in, and they did that at an app level, but our app bar in WinJS and the XAML app bar don't have that. But we're adding that here, and so now the dot, dot, dot will show up if you use this on the web, use this in Android platform, and everywhere you use this now. And the reason that that's important is it turned out some of the UX stuff that we leaned into in Windows 8 didn't have visual affordances. So like we leaned into the fact that you had to swipe in from the bottom of the screen to show an app bar, and obviously that doesn't work on the web. And so there's actually a bunch of little things that we're doing throughout the platform to make ourselves more web friendly. One of the other things that we won't see here because this is on a phone, but is we've made this control mouse friendly. Mm-hmm. So you can actually go and when you mouse over the control, now little buttons show up here so that you can go side to side, things like that. But this is just a little control. It has in it a list view, and that list view has some charting and Microsoft. You can see we're at 4473.
That's live, right?
Yes. This is live.
4473, yes.
Yeah, what do you know? Google's down. Maybe it's going from them to us. Oh. I don't know. But in any case, here, you have some news articles, little
nice
pivot app. Apparently it's rocking a little bit. We'll fix that later. but so this is just, here it is running on Windows. It's pretty awesome. So now, show me again how to get out of here. All right, thank you, sir. It turns out in the background, I also had this running on an Android emulator. Now this Android emulator is a little slow, so I apologize. It's not Android, it's the emulator. But here you can also see we have an app bar. We have a list view.
That is slow.
It's very slow.
Yeah.
But in its slow way, it does its thing. And all of this stuff works great here. And I didn't bring it with me today, but we have iPhones with the same app on it, and they work awesome. You can put it on an iPad. We have a bunch of fit and finish to do. And we're spending the next month or two kind of really polishing fit and finish. So, mm-hmm. you know, you can go grab WinJS today, yep. and I'll show you where to find it. But, you know, we're kind of getting to the point where we're almost ready to tell people you should go grab WinJS to do more than just prototyping. Yep, yep, yep. And I think the fact that we can, you know, get this running great across devices is kind of indicative yep. of that fact.
Awesome. So I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
So one is, that's web technology. So the styling is all CSS.
Mm-hmm.
So today, WinJS has two types of styles, one dark, one light, which
Correct.
Is what you find today on Windows Phone devices.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing prevents a developer to publish his own, you know, styling for whatever the look and feel he wants for his controls, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So today, today the way WinJS has shipped, it's the case that we have one big style sheet, one for dark and one for light. And so if you want to use our controls, like our flip view control or our list view control, you also have to opt into everything else that's in our intrinsic style sheet. And so among the things that are in our style sheet is we've styled checkboxes to have that modern look and feel. We have, you know, a specific font that we style it to, mm-hmm. a sans serif font, a simple Sago UI on Windows, and things like that. And you have to take those together. And we're trying to do work, actually right now, to be able to separate those things so that you could use our controls without our intrinsic styling, or you could just layer our intrinsic styling on top. And that will really help developers do exactly what you're talking about,
okay.
which is being able to say, yeah, I want these things a little different. I want a different color. You know, right now, our default color is what we call blueberry internally. It's yep. that purple, shades of purple. And you know, you say, hey, I don't like blueberry, man. I want orange, or I want whatever.
Yeah,
it turns out actually on Windows Phone, we use the accent color. That's kind of a cool feature of Windows
yeah.
Phone. But yeah, definitely something that people
Great.
Can do.
Great. So, and the last one before I give yep. it back to you, Corey. So the last one is about, I'm a web developer. I'm using Angular or whatever, right? I don't want to start using something else. Let's assume I'm doing data binding, like with a lot of code already existing. I like your UI controls. Like, how does it work?
It turns out I've got something for you.
Oh.
So if you go to GitHub and you go to CodeMonkey Chris.
What's that?
That's my boss.
Okay.
and
we're not asking about your username.
Really, my username is SpankyJ. You'll see it right there. I'm not embarrassed. Everybody seems to be embarrassed. Anyway, one way or the other, I actually built most of this library. And this library is actually a library that allows you to trivially use our UI components right on top of an Angular project. And
awesome.
Everything else looks exactly like an Angular project. So let's just go look at a screenshot, because I'm not going to go download it and run it right now. But if we go into this Angular WinJS test guy, I have a little readme.md that conveniently
yep.
has, among other things, a screenshot. And so here you can see an app that has a list view in it. It's using our rating control, which is a nice touch scrubbable rating control. But if you go look at what the code looks like, the JavaScript code looks exactly like what you might expect Angular JavaScript code to look like, which is you create a controller and it's got a scope and you publish some data. And then the actual HTML looks exactly what an Angular developer would expect, which is you have directives like the list view and the rating. And you just bind attributes, and you bind them the way you would bind anything else.
Okay.
And it turns out, like, here's the template for the list view, and you're using Angular data binding within the template.
Okay.
And so in this particular case, you know, for this user, what I would say is you don't worry at all about our SPA stuff at all. You don't worry about our data binding. You don't worry about any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you go and say, I want a flip view, or I want a list view, or I want a whatever. Now, for that user, excuse me, their life will also be made better once we're able to tease apart the CSS a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Because today, if you do want to do that, it does, excuse me, come along with things like the quant and the background color
Got
and
it.
Everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
But it works. And actually,
yeah.
they know where to find you, right? SpankyJ.
SpankyJ, they know where to find me. They know where to find me. I will mention one cool thing that we did as part of open sourcing WinJS is we actually open sourced a font. And so this star actually comes from a font that we call Symbols, which is an open source variant of Sago UI Symbol, which is the symbol font that we use inside of Windows.
Okay.
It's had a couple of characters redrawn, but otherwise is pretty much the same.
Okay.
The same font, which is pretty cool.
Awesome. So getting back to my one question, going to try.window or buildwinjs.com is the place to go and get WinJS?
So right now, the best place to go get WinJS is GitHub.
Okay.
So the best thing to do is to clone our repo and go build it. And so you'll see if you go to GitHub here, this is our WinJS organization with the WinJS project. Please go. Please star us. Please fork us. Please send pull requests. Please file issues. But down here, like most things, we have a little README, and it talks about here's how you contribute, here's a link to our roadmap, and this is kind of what we're thinking about in the future, and here's how you get started. So you clone us, You make sure that grunt is installed. That's what you use for build technology. You type npm install and you type grunt, and out the other end you get WinJS.
Yeah.
If you type grunt test, out the other end you get an open browser with our unit test, our QUnit test in it waiting to be run.
Or you could go to the try site and just type in status at the end and see the full running suite of what's currently in the repo.
Yes, and it turns out the try site does link at the bottom of that file to the current built versions that this site uses.
Oh, brilliant.
As we actually get to the point where we're going to have released WinJS in this form, we're going to have an NPM module and a power package and things like that. But we're just kind of in the intermediate stage. And so right now, it's kind of to make it sure that people know it's buyer beware, we just say, hey, go to GitHub, build it, and you get what you get. But yeah,
great.
We're pretty excited.
Cool.
And then if, like, obviously, you know, you did a really good job of doing an overview and there's the try site, but if I wanted to learn more in terms of, like, do you have any videos out there where our developers that are watching the show today could go and actually see hands-on how I would go and implement one of these controls?
So there's a couple things. One is up on channel 9. If you go to build, you can find a number of videos from builds past and a number of videos from the most recent build. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I'll
when
give
we say build, it's the build conference.
The build conference. Yes. Inside, we just say build all the time. I'll throw a little plug for myself. I think I did a pretty good session here. If you go search for speaker
Spanky J will not show up here.
You have to go with my given name. Josh
I'm
Williams.
I'm so much in trouble now.
And you go here and you'll see building converged phone PC app. And so, like, here's a talk that I gave with Ryan Salva, where on stage we built a phone PC app in an hour that uses Pivot and Hub and all kinds of cool stuff. But there's a bunch of videos up on Channel 9 that you can find.
Nice.
Cool. Awesome. So we also have this other thing here at Microsoft called TypeScript.
Mm.
And there's lots of different people that are interested about TypeScript and whatnot.
Sure.
Are you built on TypeScript today?
So WinJS is not currently built on TypeScript. We've done explorations in the past. In fact, I would ask anyone here on the here to go look at pull request. And right here, there's an open for comment. Should we move WinJS to TypeScript? And this is actually an active conversation we're having with the community. You can see lots of people chiming in on opinions. And, you know, to be perfectly frank, there's a plus and a minus. The plus is our engineering team thinks it would be great from the perspective of, you know, making ourselves faster and more agile and able to change things and refactor. Our worry is that we want contributions from the community, and TypeScript is not, you know, as prevalent as JavaScript, not by a large degree.
Even though TypeScript is JavaScript in a way, right?
TypeScript compiles to JavaScript, and so as a user of the library, it's irrelevant to you. Unless you want to use TypeScript, at which point it's very relevant, except we've gone and made a d.ts, and so if you're a user of TypeScript, you're probably familiar with definitely typed. Oh, geez. You're probably familiar with definitely typed, so somehow we ended up in Chrome for the most of this demo. But here in definitely typed, we do have there's a WinJS, there somewhere down at the bottom here, there's a WinJS d.ts, and actually our team's kind of taken over maintenance on that and ensuring that it's up to date. And so we're submitting pull requests relatively frequently to keep this thing up to date.
Nice. So your team is going beyond just open sourcing WinJS. Actually, you're really like out there in the open working with the community.
We're trying really hard. Like, you know, all of our issues are being tracked in the open here. We're having our triage. We're having conversations in the open about everything. You know, we did, it's funny, you know, open source technologies and tools versus internal tools. You know, we've all been Microsoft developers for a long time. Every one of my teams had a lot of processes that we've used that were built on internal tools. And so as we went and open sourced WinJS, you know, there were a bunch of places where we just had kind of jarring experiences for us just because it was something we didn't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bunch of them in the end we've been very happy with. You know, some of them less so. Like, we tried really hard to do code reviews in the open, and it turned out that our internal code review tool was just so much more productive that until we go and find a better one to do it in the open, you know, we're back to using that kind of behind the wall. And we'd really rather be open, but the tools that we had easily set up just weren't cutting it for us. But we're really excited in general. Like, we adopted Grunt, we love it. We moved our test harness over to one that other people could use, and we're okay, happy with that. But yeah, it's been a great experience.
Awesome.
Great. So, big call to action for those of you that are watching the show. One, definitely go out and try WinJS. And then two, when you do go try WinJS, because I know you're going to, go off, have a conversation with the team on GitHub.
Yeah, file an issue.
File an issue. make sure that any problems that you run into, not saying that you will, just if you do.
You'll run into problems and that's okay. That's okay. We're open and transparent about the fact that everything has bugs. It's all software. But we will try to fix them.
No, that's
or you can help out and try to fix them. Just submit a pull request.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and that's awesome because you you said that you've already merged a number of pull requests.
We've already taken a bunch of pull requests from a number of people. It's a great easy process. I love it. It's been actually I was saying earlier to you guys before we started the show that I love the pull requests. The thing I love the most actually, and speaking to the people in the audience, is go file issues. The conversation that we can have. We've had a lot of people file issues where they're like, hey, you know, how do I do this? We're like, great, mark it as a question, let's talk about it. And you know, we'll have a thread where we say, yeah, here's a recommendation, here's a thing you can do, or yeah, maybe that's not the way that's meant to be used. We'll take that into account for future features. Mm. And yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Cool, awesome. Great. Do you have anything else that you want to quit?
I think it's covered pretty much it. And we definitely want to follow up with some more videos. I'm thinking about some Microsoft Virtual Academy videos for that.
Cool.
So we will have more training material about WinJS soon.
Brilliant.
Great.
Anything else that you'd like to share?
No, my call to action is like, you know, go try it out, go put it on some devices, send us bugs. I love it. We just want to make it great and make it so that everybody can write these cross-platform apps. You know, we think that it's really an empowering thing to have a high-polish toolkit with which to write cross-platform apps.
Yeah. Great. Awesome. So for all you out there, we're going to go summarize all the links that we showed off today so you don't have to like aggressively type things out or pause the video and try and get everything plugged in. So everything's just underneath the video here. So we'll make sure we have everything. If you do go and get some MVAs, we'll try and include those in the links as
Definitely.
Well. Because that would be great. This would be the one-stop shop for learning WinJS.
Love it.
No, there's tons of great places.
I'm sure there are.
Well, thank you both for coming on the show today.
Thanks
I really appreciate you coming on and showing off the greatness that is WinJS. And really looking forward to everyone out there going and trying out and continuing the conversation.
Thanks.
Brilliant.
Hey, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you all for joining us here. And hopefully we'll see you next time here on WebCamps TV.